I've heard that described as, quote, attention headache. What do patients actually tell you?
Patients have actually described it as a headache unlike other headaches that they've had before. So I think probably the closest is attention headache. It's usually like back of the head, it seems like a little bit more, but there's no pattern that I've seen with that headache. The main feature is that it's not been severe, and in my experience, at least never limited me using the drug or having to stop it because of headache.
I've heard from a number of people, including your former colleague, Craig Moskowitz, who came down here to Miami, where we are, talk about caffeine and these headaches. Have you seen that be helpful?
Yeah, so that is something that we have anecdotally recommended to patients. I actually think Tylenol works the best. Just a simple Tylenol seems to be a good solution for people. The main thing is to tell them is that it's self-limited. And so I haven't really seen this be an ongoing problem beyond a few weeks worth of exposure to the drug. The second toxicity this patient had, which wasn't so severe, but was hypertension. And the reason why I wanted to highlight this is that we have now had longer-term follow-up data. I think the median follow-up was around 40 months presented at ASH by John Bird from Ohio State, where he looked at the Acala experience. And one thing that was interesting, while the AEs did not seem to be as much as we would have predicted with ibrutinib, although apples to oranges comparison, so you really can't draw it. One thing we did learn was that they did see some AFib, some hypertension, some bleeding with Acala. So some of those BTK-mediated toxicities still need to be considered. Now, we didn't get to mention this earlier, but there has been a head-to-head trial of ibrutinib versus Acala conducted in the relapse refractory setting, one-to-one randomization for patients with a deletion 17p or a deletion 11q. Those data will hopefully be presented in the next 1 to 2 years. That's really fortunate because it will give us a window into whether or not there are differences in the activity or the AEs associated with these drugs. But until that time, I try to think of them as similar in terms of what their potential toxicities are. Anyway, back to this patient, they did very well. The drug controlled their disease. And fortunately, there was not exacerbation of atrial fibrillation, for example. So no major issues long-term at this point in time.